Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Welcome to Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley on the Blake Radio Network. On each and every show, Doc takes you inside the world of sports to hear from the movers, shakers, and decision makers. I know you thought there were seven wonders of the universe, where here's the eighth, Doc Stanley.
Doc Stanley, Sports in Depth, on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, the General Sports Network, the show. It is a Merry Christmas show, live from Fortaleza, Brazil, 250 miles away from the equator. It is a hot, well, not a hot, but it's a maybe low 80s right now, as we're bringing you the latest in the world of sports right here from the land of hope. Getting the crew to call in a little earlier today, making room as we have another show coming behind us. At the same time, updating you on a lot of things that we hope for, always opening with a prayer. Dear Lord, thank you for another Sunday, especially this Sunday, that marks the birth of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, the reason for the season. More importantly, the answer, the real answer. We thank you for another holiday. Thank you for being here with my family in Brazil. Bless my family back in New York, Brian's family in Philly, Greg's in Canada, and Big Stevie back in the motherland. Doc Stanley, Sports Depth on the Blink. We're never at Rainbow Soul, the Channel Sports Depth. The show is a special show, as any Christmas show would be. JET is Jets again. I don't know if the Giants would have won a big game had they played anybody but the Jets, but they did win a big game yesterday. And now with the Eagles, who started to fly high at just the wrong time, I still think the big game they lost was when they lost that game to Seattle on a Thursday night after winning a big game that Sunday. The Eagles beat up on the Cowboys yesterday. The one team that Jerry Jones said he had feared immensely, the one team that everybody had feared immensely, that the Eagles were starting to play top-notch football again. So next week, it is the Giants and the Cowboys at MetLife Stadium. And the Giants win, just like that. They win the division. They're in the playoffs. And all of a sudden, Coach Coughlin doesn't look like such a bad guy. And I'm just totally elated by the fact that Jerry Reese is going to be able to to pull out another winning season, and also to who knows how far the Giants could go. You know, I thought at one time that Eli Manning may have been the guy that could be considered in the running. Well, maybe Goldie for MVP, but it seems there's no question that the quarterback, Green Bay Packers, is the guy that's going to win the whole thing. Waiting for the panel to get him to me, but like I said, I had to change the timing on the show today, as we are didn't want to get caught up in the whole holiday season, and wanted you to have some time with us. And wish the best of holidays to you. I want to happy birthday to Rick Henderson, who celebrates another birthday today. Tomorrow is the birthday of Ozzy Smith and also of Chris Chambers, the man who hit the probably most famous home run in Yankee history in some time as he put the Yankees back into the playoffs. So we say happy birthday to him and Ozzy Smith tomorrow. We say happy birthday to Rick Henderson today. And Giants are still alive. Jets are barely alive. The Eagles got their wings flipped when the Jets didn't soar yesterday. That's it. Interesting stories too happen. Doc Stanley Sports Up on the Blake. We're going to have a rainbow solo channel Sports Up in the show. And what we're finding too is that some stories came out last week that were kind of befuddling to a certain degree. Barry Bonds under house arrest. It's amazing, you know, Bonds has been proven innocent. But yet they came up with some sort of situation that allowed to put him under house arrest. Yeah, it's amazing. I remember the man that implemented back in the days of Jack Johnson was the Strictly situation to incarcerate Jack Johnson. You know, Jack Johnson was incarcerated under the Mann Act. He spent some prison time, and it was an act implemented by the government just solely to get Jack Johnson. And now we see again that the problem here maybe too is that the government, which wastes so much money in trying to get Barry Bonds, has finally found some kind of way to find him guilty. It's amazing, Internet Baseball Writers Association, we had our vote for Hall of Fame inductees, and Rafael Palmeiro and Mark McGwire, two of the names are on the ballot. And in the situation we find is that you know, both guys are on the ballot, but due to their association with steroids, they just basically are on the ballot. But McGwire, in wake of what has happened, is the batting coach of the world champion St. Louis Cardinals. And you look at Barry Bonds, who was blackballed his last couple of years in baseball, and his McGwire, who was just as guilty to a certain degree, he turns around and he is the batting coach of the world champion St. Louis Cardinals. Doc Stanley Sports Up on the Blake, but another rainbow soul, the channel Sports Up show live from the Joe Fortaleza. Feliz Natal is what they say in Portuguese. Feliz Navidad is what they say in Espanol. Merry Christmas is what we say back in the United States. And that's what it is today. Christmas and a lot of basketball games were on today. The NBA season started today. If the Lakers play, you had the Knicks play. And I think the Celtics play. You know, the interesting thing happened today. Got to note that, you know, the Knicks and the Celtics are two of the only teams who have the original names from the original inception in the league. The Knicks had the Knickerbockers, as you know, Knickers were worn by the Dutch when they first came here. And so the Knicks were always the New York Knickerbockers. The Boston Celtics named so because of their situation in Boston and their association with the Irish. And, you know, the Denver Nuggets are actually an original team in the NBA. And they were original team in the NBA. And they only lasted 1 year. And lasting 1 year, when the Denver team did join the NBA, it was a situation where they had to kind of change their name, because the original name had been taken. Looking for the panel to get in here, and it seems that I haven't been able to get anybody here just yet. Fox Sunday Sports Depth on the Blake, Radio Network Rainbow, so the channel Sports Depth of the show, live from Brazil, Fortaleza. It is Christmas Day, and we're looking to get the panel in and talk some football. Lady A may not be able to join us today, and that's because of she was at yesterday's game. Looking for Dusty, who we missed last week. Dusty wasn't able to join us last week, but we're looking for him to come in. And looking for Sea Wings, who was at the at yesterday's game. I don't know how do you set it up, but you know, Jets had a huge game. Amazing, we find the Giants are winning a road game at home. Doc Stanley Sports Net, Sea Wings, are you joining us yet?
Lester Jr. is here, Doc. Can you hear me?
Okay, okay. We're looking for Stevens to join us. And the rest of the panel will come in. Lady A may be with us today, and she may not. So we're hoping that she can join us for a little bit of time.
I'm here, and, Doc.
Okay, Lady A. Well, you know what? Let's just talk about yesterday's game. You called me, and that last play where Sanchez
Doc, you got a little feedback in the background. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Okay, and that last play. Where Sanchez was sacked in the end zone, and somebody said something that was very relevant. They said, you know what, the guy's got to be conscious of where he's at. You know, to go back into the end zone like that and not throw the – I was with Brian Funches, who joined us last week, the guy from Philly. And, you know, and he just said, you know, all game long he kept talking about the inaccuracies of Sanchez. And he said something even before the announcer said it. He said, you know, how can you not be conscious of where you are as the quarterback in that situation and just in that position?
Right.
I mean, you look back and you're wondering how the Jets got to the championship game the last 2 years, Lady A.
Yeah, well, you know, Doc, I think one of the things that people fail to realize sometimes is everything begins and ends with the decisions that the quarterback makes. And, you know, I mean, the quarterback has a profound impact on a football game. And, you know, when you count on this on someone in that position, you know, and you put that much responsibility on them, it's not something that's easy and that's understood. But we've been discussing the whole entire season just how relevant that position is, especially in a situation where the Jets have made so many different changes this season. And when you look at the offensive line that's been struggling so much, okay, obviously he's not going to be able to pass a ball if he doesn't have the proper protection. But at the same time, the quarterback has to be able to make that transition in the ball game. And something as simple as you, Doc, not knowing where you are in the field, I mean, are you serious? C-Wings and I looked at each other like, who is this guy throwing the ball to, and what is he doing? I don't know, Doc. I don't know. And then also another thing we discussed was, I mean, it's the third quarter in like a make-or-break game, and you leave this guy in the game knowing how bad he's been playing? I don't know, Doc. I don't know.
Doc, I want to piggyback on something that Lady A said, if I may. Number one, I think the reason for his discombobulation, if you will. By the way, I wanted to wish, before I finish that, Doc, I wanted to wish you, Lady A, you know, our entire staff and awesome, you know, team of reporters and all of our many, many fans worldwide of the Sports In Depth Nation a very, very merry, healthy, and safe Christmas and happy holidays to them and indeed your families.
Same to you, Mel. Same to you, Mel. Same to you, Mel.
And everybody here, got some of the studio people here in the background, the ones happy. What they said, everybody. Tony,
Doc,
how much fault do we put on Schottenheimer yesterday?
Question for me, Doc, or Lady A?
No, I said that, well, there's only one Mel Cosell, that's you. And
you're coming in a little low for some reason, but I'll try to answer that. First of all, Doc, I'm going to get on Schottenheimer in just a second. But as I was saying about Sanchez, there are a few reasons why, as Lady A said, the guy looks so jittery and whatnot in the pocket. Number one, he's gun-shy because his offensive line can't protect him. So the guy's gun-shy. He's looking to the left. He's looking to the right. He's looking up the middle. He's not going to his second and third. He's not checking off to his second and third receivers because he doesn't have the time. He's just trying to get the ball and get rid of it like we're playing hot potato. You know, something that I realize that it's only basically his third year, which means he's still a little bit of a baby in the NFL, although You know, you figured he looked better than he has. Quite frankly, the only reason I'm not saying that Sanchez has been a complete bust is because he has shown an ability to usually look a little bit better in the fourth quarter than he has in the first three. And number two, I want to see what he looks like behind a real bona fide offensive line. So the only reason I'm not saying he's been a complete bust is he's shown the ability to come back. He's a tough kid. And number three, I want to see what he looks like behind a decent offensive line. Now, as to you and the great Schottenheimer, Doc, you know that I've been on this guy's case for the better part of a year and a half. I don't like his play calling. He has no offensive imagination. I don't know when last time I've seen a reverse, much less a double reverse. He has no offensive imagination, Doc. It's run, 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 pass, and a cloud of dust, punt. You know, they went from ground and pound to grunt and punt. And I don't know what's been going on since then.
And you know, something else that he said, Doc, Rex Ryan said in the press conference was, I don't know if you heard it, he mentioned that, you know, we're the kind of football team that we run the football. You know, and I'm like, well, if you're basically saying that when someone's asking you a question about Mark Sanchez's performance, you're nullifying his performance altogether, because a quarterback is supposed to throw the football. Last I checked.
I've long said this. You know, it's amazing how nobody in that organization knocks Sanchez. It's amazing that no matter what he does wrong, he does no wrong. It's amazing that when he's having a bad game, that they don't go to Burrell. Right now, is my question that Mark Sanchez and Mark Burrell have year-round Christmas gifts with the Jets. I mean, Burrell doesn't play at all, and no matter how bad Sanchez plays, and you know, you can understand. I was here with Brian Punches, our guy from Philly, and Brian's a guy. You know, he does it. You know, it's amazing. He was calling the on the field fumbles from here, live before the laser, on the computer, and everyone was on the money. And he kept saying, you know, he couldn't understand Sanchez's decisions. He couldn't understand Sanchez. And we're talking about a neutral guy.
Doc, just to add to what you're saying, and you know, you're right on the money, because we've discussed it before, but when you looked, I mean, Rooney and I even spoke yesterday, and it was like, hey, Rooney, were they running the routes? I mean, at one point, freaking Sanchez throws the ball and hits Keller in the helmet with the football. I'm like, what is going on? Doc, of course, I don't know, you know, you being down there, I don't know if you still had a chance to see the entire game, but I mean, I was like, what kind of routes are they running? What was happening yesterday? And then they had a lot of opportunities where the Giants, you know, may have had a little football folly here and there, and they could have capitalized on it, and they just did not do it. I don't know, Doc.
Let's talk about Doc Stanley Sports Network on the Blake Rainbow Solar Channel Sports and Children. Thank everybody here in the studio and for the laser for their help here. I mean, first of all, I'm watching the game because, you know, Brian from the Philadelphia affiliate, he's bringing the game in. The game meant so much to Philadelphia. If the Giants lose to the Jets, it meant that the Eagles, who without question in my mind were going to beat the Cowboys, could win the division next week with an 8-8 record. And I think the Eagles are the most feared team in football right now. Okay, it also meant that I don't know if this is kind of, you know, asinine, but aren't you trying to win football games? The Jets need every game they can possibly win. Cincinnati won again yesterday. So for all intents and purposes, everybody has to lose for the Jets again. I mean, even the girls at the CYO League, they have to lose their game for the Jets to get into the playoffs. It's just crazy. They go down the field on the first drive and get in the end zone, and then there's a stat that showed up as they give it a score again. They, at all the other ensuing drives, they punted 8 times. I believe they fumbled another 2 times, and they threw an INT another time.
Doc, you can't win a football game if you're not scoring. You know, if you're not, I mean, you look at the second quarter, third quarter, if you're not scoring, you know, you're not going to win a football game. And they didn't, they had absolutely, they weren't putting any touchdowns on the board. Nothing.
Well, they and once again, Doc Stanley, Sports Depth on the Blake Rainbow Show, the channel Sports Depth, the show. You know, the thing, too, was it looked like it was going to be such a good football game. I mean, the Jets could have put the Giants away, They didn't. But there they were at halftime, could have went in, but a chippy field goal. What happened? At that point, I thought of the same thing that happened when they played against New England. And people forget that even though Holmes didn't get in the end zone, it was because of Lazari Hardis. He said the pass that he got didn't lead him, so he could stay in stride to go right into the end zone. When the Jets got 3 points against New England, at that moment, at that time, for all intents and purposes, the football game was over, and it seems right now that their season was over. Same thing happened yesterday. They had a chance to go into halftime, 10-10, and the guy missed a chippy field goal. It's just in the words of Hal Weston, you know, sad and touching. You know, it was a special game. Jets were the home team. They had even covered up the Super Bowl logo of the Giants.
Right.
How tacky was that, Doc? Not to interrupt you. How tacky was that?
Well, evidently, you're right. I mean, they covered up the Super Bowl logo of the Giants. And your
Bush
man
league,
last week,
Doc, very Bush League. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Doc. Very, very Bush.
It's nothing to be sorry about. I mean, you know, it's also so. Rooney, grab a hold of your. You know, I've given all your horses names. So, and you know, yours is top rope. You know, you top rope. You know, oh yeah, you top rope. I'm fighting between split decision for Lady A or TKO. You know what I mean?
I like that.
But,
that's so far so good. Yeah.
Yeah. So we've got tightrope for you, split decision for Lady A, TKO for Howard Weston Jr. C Wings is third down, and maybe Rooney, maybe I'd like you to grab a hold of tightrope and ride out real quick and see if you can find Dusty.
All right, I'll try to get hold of him again, Doc, and I'll check back in momentarily.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead out there, grab a hold, see if you can hold a tight rope and maybe sea wings, and we'll be holding it down until you get back.
All right, will do. All right, bye-bye.
Okay. Doc Stanley Sports Up on the Blake with another Rainbow Social Sports Up. The show is Doc and Lady A. And, you know, I kept thinking, oh, there he goes. He'll be right back. I kept thinking, Lady A, that you just had to be going off. I mean, what was Cedric saying? What was going through his mind during the course of the game yesterday?
You know, I think him and I were still kicking around. I mean, even after halftime, they still weren't out of it. You know, I mean, as sloppy as both teams played at different courses of the game, I think that you still could say that the Jets weren't totally completely out of it. You know, they still were within a touchdown or two, you know, to at least tying or coming back and trying to win the game. But, you know, he was in agreement with me. I mean, you know, you can't, you know, hindsight being 20-20, yeah, you know, Mark Sanchez is the leader of the team. You know, he has to step up on his leadership for the team. But it is a team. You know, it's not just based on just him. You know, and obviously they just didn't execute, Doc, and that's one of the things that Cedric kept saying. He's like, you know, they have to capitalize on the other team's mistakes. And the Giants made a few mistakes yesterday, but they just couldn't capitalize on their mistakes. I mean, they were just flat all around. It's a team game, you know, Doc.
You know,
but
you look around too. The Giants just did capitalize. I couldn't understand with 8 minutes left, Giants up, and Eli Manning comes out and throws the football. But on the other hand, it was a great play by Revis. But I just couldn't understand since going to football, and even with all of that, and once again, you know, me and Brian kept saying, you know, the Jets, when they were first and goal, didn't get in. They killed so much time trying to get in the end zone. Then they turned around and were able to get the ball back. Had they went in right away. And, you know, there was something said today. I'm trying to remember where I read it at, where they were talking about that call against Plastico, where, you know, it's just amazing. You know, offensive pass interference. I mean, where do these calls come from?
Exactly.
Offensive pass interference. Yeah, I mean, you know, where do these – I mean, you got to wonder sometimes, are they kicking on certain – and they always need to be guys of color. But I mean, where does that call come from? In a game in New York City and both New York football teams, where does that kind of call come from? You know, it's just in the words of Howard Weston, and maybe I'll give you a number, because it's just sad and touchy. But, you know, we're going to move away from football for a minute. You know, we've said this for the longest time. Doc Stanley Sports Network on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Show, the channel Sports Network Show. Police Nadal calling you from live from Brazil, Fort the Laser, 250 miles from the equator. We are in law enforcement, okay? And I remember that great line from Richard Pryor, when he talked about the justice system. Now, at this time, I want to holiday wishes to everybody here listening in from Blake Radio, and it starts at the top from Neil Blake, our CEO, founder, and our Christopher Glummis, Lady D. Shuler, program director extraordinaire. These are two people at the top who work tireless for us, looking for perfection. Then my panel here, we start with the first lady, Lady A, just a gold mine inside and out, Mel Cofield, Dusty, Sea Wings, Howard Weston, and when we get that time, Mike Bellamy. All of you, we just say Merry Christmas. Remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. And so Feliz Natal is what they say in Portuguese, Feliz Navidad is in Espanol. Merry Christmas here, and I could try to catch my friend here. Hey, you know, I've long said this, you know, and it seems things keep getting in the way. And you said this. Bob Arum doesn't want to make the Mayweather fight. And now Mayweather's got to do these 90 days in jail. And somebody said something about it was Brian again. I got to have the guy on the show again. You know, he said, you know, when Mayweather was given his 90-day suspension, he talked about Lohan's father, who not only had hit her mother, but flew on the scene, jumped out a window, was pursued by the cops, and didn't get any time at all. And I remember the Mann Act implemented by the United States government against Jack Johnson that had him do some prison time. I remember Ali stripped of his title after being derogatorily classified as 1F, undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, then made 1A. You know, how sad and touching is that, in the words of Harold Weston, to see this Mayweather situation? And then also, I heard they made Ortiz and Berto again.
Yeah, the Berto Ortiz fight, it's a done deal, Doc. That's in February. That fight's coming up in February. As far as Mayweather, you know, don't count him out. I mean, just because he's doing time for 90 days. This kid, he's in such great shape. I tell you, you throw a fight his way when he comes out, you know he's going to take a fight, Doc. You know?
Yeah,
so.
You know, my thing is, you know, it's amazing. I mean, look at the Barry Bonds situation. Doc Stanley Sports Network with the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow, so the channel, Sports Network show. The Barry Bonds situation, you know, let's just go back to that whole thing. You know, Mark McGwire hit 70 home runs. The Maris family was there to salute him, supported him. You know, when Barry Bonds had 73 home runs, you know, there was nobody there. Okay,
right.
Barry Bonds has been implicated in this debacle for the longest time. Everybody knew McGwire was losing something. Okay, then you know when Clemens came up, his trainer is lying, saying that Clemens did use it. And Barry's trainer is lying, saying that Barry didn't use it. You know, only in America, Barry's blackballed from baseball. And you know, we're looking at this thing with Mayweather. But, okay, you know, we're going to slide from that. And go to the Bertha Ortiz fight and Tortilla. Can Ortiz beat Bertha again?
If he fights the way he fought last time, I don't see why not. You know, a lot of people were very critical of Ortiz. Ortiz's heart and his determination in the ring and you know whatnot. But I mean, he shut a lot of people up after he beat Berto. And he came back. He fought three good fights after his fight against Maidana. I think he will beat Berto. I think he'll beat Berto again if he shows up the same way he fought the last fight. I definitely think he can beat Berto.
You know, if I can interject, you know, speaking of Ortiz, you know, that's all well and good.
Rudy, hold on.
Rudy, tie your horse up.
Hold on.
Calm down.
All right,
I'm putting up some oats now.
Okay.
Come
on back in now.
Hey, don't be so stingy with the oats, Doc. My horse is a holy horse.
Okay. Go ahead, Rudy.
So silly. You're doing a couple of Cheerios, too, of yours. All right, now look. The point that I was just trying to make, Doc, this is a pimp, the quick point is, you know, there's a time when Berto is making championship-type noises, okay? And it's about a time this guy steps it up, all right? You know, he's supposed to have, you know, kind of stepped up in class. I guess he just assumed that he was going to beat Ortiz. You know, it's about time this guy wins a big fight if he's going to be making championship noises. You know, that's basically all I have to say about Berto at this time. I'll see how he looks.
But you don't think he could beat, Ortiz could beat him again, LeBell?
Well, I think Ortiz can. That is exactly my point. I want him to prove to me that he can beat Ortiz. I want this guy to step up and show me that he's a championship fighter, Lady A.
Okay.
I mean, before this fight, when he was just beating up middle class or contender type guys or club fighters, you know, the guy's making noises about championships. So I want him to prove it to
Mel,
me.
You got to admit though. I mean, the kid has a killer left hand. I mean, he could punch. He's a puncher. The kid's a puncher.
Lady, you know something with Berto, with me so far with Berto, my beef with him, not really beef. But my thing is, so far, to me, he's one of those guys that looks absolutely terrific when he's dishing it out. And
right.
Doesn't look so great when he's taking it.
Right. Well, I'm talking about Ortiz, that he is, I mean, he is a great puncher.
Oh, yeah, Ortiz, yeah. Well, see, at least Ortiz is strong. Whatever you would think about him, his performance with Mayweather, whatever, at least he's shown that, you know, he doesn't really get embarrassed while he's on the big stage, you know.
Right.
At least he shows
right.
that, you know, he kind of belongs there and, you know, he'll rumble for as long as he can. I want to see Berto show me something, Lady A.
Right.
I want him to show me some more true grit, some more championship art, and let's see if he's ready for the big time now.
I really would like to see the fight between him and Brandon Rios because they hate each other.
Who's that, Berto and Ortiz?
Berto and Brandon Rios hate each other because of the whole battle between the Garcia brothers, the trainers. So I would love to see that fight. And Rios has called him out a few times, but apparently in his article with Ring Magazine, he said that Ortiz is ducking him. So we'll see what happens.
Berto said that Ortiz is ducking him?
No. Brandon Rios said that Ortiz is ducking him because Ortiz and him hate each other due to the battle between the two brothers.
Brandon Rios has a lot of nerve saying anything. How did you come in to Madison Square Garden as the champ and don't make the weight? You know, Brandon Rios has nada to say. You know what I mean? Talk all that yang-yang. And you know what I mean? You know, it's like... You know, you showed up at the gym with no sneakers. You showed up at the gym with no sneakers, and you're talking yang-yang.
Doc,
you know, we could ride that, but at the same time, when he was fighting in his weight class, that last fight he had against that guy in the ring two fights ago, he was destroying the kid and when he first won at that belt. So, I mean, it's not like the kid's not a decent fighter. I'll give him that. Does he lack...
I'm sorry, Doc, go ahead.
What have you done for me lately? And we're talking Madison Square Garden.
Right.
We're talking Madison Square Garden on pay-per-view in a sellout crowd, and you telling the guy, I can't. Listen, what, hey, the base that you got yesterday don't count in today's game.
Right.
And for a fighter to come in and not make the weight as a champion, once again, in the words of Harold Weston, sad and touching. And in the words of Marion B. Boykin, black, audacious, brilliant brother, perpetrating a fraud. I got to look at you differently. How can you not only you, I got to look at the people around you. I got to look at the people. I mean, what are you telling me? You mean the people around you didn't know?
I definitely agree with you guys. I mean, that's the mark of what a professional entails. Is if you can get in the ring. I mean, that's the mark of a professional. I'm just saying the kid has performed in the past. I mean, despite his mistakes. Recently, and not being able to come in to a fight, you know, make weight. I'm just saying,
But it's more than that, Lady A. Do you know what that shows? What that shows from him to me, Lady, okay, is a lack of preparation and a lack of discipline, okay? Because you know what the contracted weight is.
Right.
You know what it takes to sweat down to that weight. You know what your contracted weight is. That is the equivalent, Doc and Lady A, of a struggling singer who finally gets a chance
and
to sing at a sold-out Carnegie Hall, sold-out Broadway, a little further up, but you know what I mean, sold-out Broadway, packed joint, famous house, and a guy comes in and doesn't know the words to the song.
And listen, the song is Mary Had a Little Lamb. That's the killer. Gang, don't move. Hold on. We got to do a little break here, and we're going to do a little break and go into the last 20 minutes. Doc Stanley Sports Up on the Blake, but it never brings home to the channel Sports Up. So it's for me, it's time you die. It's very good. It's Christ's birthday. Jesus is the reason for the season. And it's amazing to look back how there was no room for him at the end. We'll be right back. Hope you got some new voices. We got to do a quick break. The crew is here. The First Lady and Mel Cooper. Coming in on site. Well, we came back to the fifth position. Right now, because you're always winning here. You're here. The crew. I feel like what's it up on the line? You ain't never put up on the show. What's up on the show? Hey, Blake Network. Mr. Neal. And Lady A, Lady D. It's General Baby Lois, Howard Wesley Jr., D Wings, Neal Blake, and Jim Shirley all was want to simply say to all of you the very best of the holiday season. And remember that Jesus is the reason for the season, and we're just saying to everybody, Merry Christmas and Feliz Navidad. And without further ado, here you go.
All day, all night, all the time, BlakeRadio.com, music for your mind, body, and soul.
Broadcasting to the world.
BlakeRadio.com, music for your mind, body, and soul.
Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Doc Stanley sports up on the Blake. Get it up with Rainbow Soul. Just put up the show. Doc Stanley sports up on the Blake. Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, the channel sports up to the show live from Porto Alegre, Brazil. Feliz Natal, as they say in Portuguese. Feliz Navidad, as what they say in Spanish. Merry Christmas. And it's Gloria Gaynor, the only disco artist ever to win a Grammy. When I listen to the song, simply said, Jesus is the reason for the season. Stevens, is this you?
St. Wings is checking in for a short time there, Doc.
Person in the world to get a hold of, see, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, I was actually in church there. We get ready to break bread. I got your message. I said, let me, we get ready to break bread at a post-service dinner there. So I said, let me give a call.
What
it was... probably one of the worst showings yesterday of the Jets of the whole entire season. That Baltimore game, Doc, that me and you went to had nothing on yesterday's game. Sanchez, and we can't put it all on Sanchez. I mean, he threw the ball 59 times. I mean, there were some plays clearly where the receivers dropped the passes. I mean, simple passes. I think my 8-year-old twins could have caught and did a Victor Cruz and ran for a touchdown there. I mean, they just looked totally out of sync. Like they have for the whole season. I mean, it's just been terrible. Terrible. I mean, they're not giving them any protection. Their biggest thing, when they let Jaycott go, they let Braylon Edwards go and Brad Smith. They're trying to run the Wildcat with Sean Green. It's not working. It's not working. You have no one to open that hole for him to make those big plays when he's rushing. Those play-action passes are not working. It's like he's kind of serving up when he throws the ball, when Sanchez throws the ball, it's like he's serving up for when you play handball. I mean, that's the way he's really throwing the ball, and it's being blocked. He's not unpredictable. He's very predictable, and the defensive linemen are batting the passes down. They're not going to be successful in this matter if they continue like that. They have to get rid of Brunell. They're going to have to rebuild in this season. They're going to have to get a serious pass rusher because it's a joke. The opposing teams, if you look at the whole season, the opposing teams, their quarterback can make coffee, bake a cake, fax some documents before anyone from the Jets get to him. It's really ridiculous.
And see, when is the last time you heard a pro quarterback getting five passes batted down at the line of scrimmage? Five.
I don't think I take enough Ginkgo where I can remember something like that. I mean, they're not going to go anywhere. It's the same old Jets. How are they expected to make? Well, first of all, let's start with the coach and the trash talking. I mean, this is not the WWE, right?
I'm starting to wonder.
I mean, you look at great coaches. They don't trash talk like that. That's not like that in the National Football League. You don't see stuff like that. I mean, you're turning it into a circus that way.
And not only that, but you talk trash, you sell wolf tickets, and you not only lose, but you get destroyed. You get smacked around, pushed around in the pits in the line of scrimmage, smacked around. I thought I was in a Pee Wee League team.
He threw for an astounding 59 times. That's incredible for a ground and pound team. You shouldn't have to throw for 59 times in a game. That's incredible.
And see, the game was close in the first half. Why did they go away from the run, see? The game was relatively close in the first half. They seem to be marginally trying to run the football. They went totally away from it, see?
The Jets should have won that game yesterday. They were given so many opportunities.
What did I tell you, Mel? They were given so many opportunities.
The Giants basically spoon-fed the New York Jets to say, look, we're ready to turn this game over to you with these bad plays. But the Jets, they could not execute Sanchez. It's something when he takes a sack that he just loses his whole demeanor, his heart, his drive. It's like he's just throwing a ball just to get out of his hand so he doesn't get hit. This team is in a lot of trouble. This team is in a lot of trouble. If they don't get a viable backup, if they can pull him out of the game, look at Mike Shanahan. He did it in Washington, D.C. He pulled him out. Andy Reid did it who was the quarterback when Vic got there? I can't remember his name, but he pulled him out and put Vic in. You have to have somebody
Excuse me. There's two things here. Just first of all, I want to tell everybody, the Lester OJs will be at the Lehman College next month, January 6th. You should be my girl. Money, money, money. Love and money. Let me make love to you. Give the people what they want. Love Train. Legends will be there next month, January 16th, at Lehman College. And we're also attending Christmas Green. So I've asked you a million times. That Sanchez has that they refuse to take him out of a football game no matter how bad he's playing.
They're gonna have to do it because it's a combination of Schottenheimer and Peter Blind too. But Sanchez looks really confused out there on the field. It's mind bad. I don't have an explanation for it.
You know what, too? You know what, too, Doc? When C Wings and I were at the game, one of the things him and I kept saying is, like, it looks like instead of him playing fluidly, like, you know, when the plays are called and him just being comfortable coming out of the pocket and playing, like, just fluid football, it seems like he's just, like, just so out of sync. It's not even funny because even when he throws the ball, you're saying to yourself, who is he throwing the ball to? And C Wings and I kept looking at each other like, what is he doing? You know?
And what's so terrible about the whole thing is, are you trying to tell me you can't throw the ball against the Giants secondary and their poor excuses for corners? I mean, if you can't throw against the Giants secondary, man, you need to really back it in and just keep the ball on the ground if you can't take it right into that secondary.
But the thing is, too, you know, like C Wings and I were saying, again, it goes back to something else also. If you don't have guys making the holes for you, you could try to run the ball all you want. You're not going to get through. You know, you have to have the right guys making those holes for you so you can run the football.
Well, like C said earlier, that offensive line is about as poor an offensive line.
When we're sitting up in the press box and we look down at the size of the other guys on the other team, I mean, there was a guy that hit Mark Sanchez so hard. The guy looked like he was 400 pounds. I said to myself, these guys are not, they just look so much smaller than the average guys on the line.
And you know, that's another thing. That's another reason why Marcus looks so bad.
Right.
Because he's scared to death of an offensive line cannot protect him.
Right.
He can't protect him, Lady A. That's why he has no presence in the pocket.
Right.
He's scared to death. He's looking to the left. He's looking to the right. He doesn't have time to check out.
Rudy, let me ask you.
I'm sorry, what was that? You know, I was going to say that he doesn't have time to check down to his second and third receivers. No wonder the guy is scared to death. He's getting drilled on every play.
Can we go on a positive note real quick? The guy that you've been telling all year long, when he's Jason Pierre-Paul, he came into yesterday's game with some astronomical stats. The last two games, he had 24 tackles and 3 sacks. And off the last week's game alone, Chris Collinsworth said he made all pro because that's that great commitment the Giants had last week. Okay, we're down to our last 10 minutes. Are they going to make the playoffs or not?
I can't hear you. Say that again, Doc.
Are the Jets going to make the playoffs or not? I mean, Cincinnati won yesterday.
Well, I have to say this. Only way they can make the playoffs is if a miracle happens. I don't see that happening next week. They should be playing this game for pride, to win, but they're not going anywhere. Too much has to happen. Cincinnati has to lose. Oakland has to lose. Tennessee has to lose. It's just too much. You could probably rebuild the Manhattan Bridge by the time that happens. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. Giants are going to beat. I see them beating the Cowboys, but I don't see them going far in the championships.
Because they didn't
do too well yesterday either.
Let me ask you guys this. How much longer does Mark Sanchez have on his contract? Is it for how long, how many years is it for?
Yes,
lady, what are you trying to say?
Well,
what
I'm just
wondering.
Well, I'm just wondering if there are going to be other options for next semester for some movement. I mean, next semester. I'm sorry, next season for some movement. Because obviously the
Lady
team is struggling right now.
I think
he signed for next year. That he what? I'm sorry, Doc. What'd you say?
I said, unfortunately, I think he signed for next year. I think he's going to be around another year.
Oh, okay. So it's a 4-year contract?
Whatever it is,
And the fact of the matter is that Lady is being very kind, okay? She's being very kind. The fact of the matter is this guy could turn out to be the biggest bust since Johnny Lamb Jones.
My whole thing in analyzing the game yesterday was, you know what, we could try to put everything on this poor kid's show, you know, blame on him, which, you know, hey, a majority of it is, but you know what, it's a team game, and, you know, you have to make a lot of different adjustments to the team in order for them to be successful, you know?
But you know what, I got one quick question, then I'll give it up quickly. But if that's the case, then Lady A and C, then let me ask you something, great philosopher, Lady A. If all that is the case and they're right, it's a team game, C-Wings, Lady A, Doc, how did Wayne Hunter get into the NFL? Somebody tell me,
How did who?
Wayne Hunter, their guard. The offensive guard, Wayne Hunter.
Worst offensive guard in the NFL? But I think
he got in there
the same way that Mark Brunell got a contract to stand on the sidelines and not do anything.
Now that you bring him up, you know, hey, listen, a real seasoned veteran, we grabbing this kid, sitting him down, and saying, what are you doing? And he's not doing that. I don't see him on the sideline yelling at this kid, hey, what are you doing? You know, you got to do this, you got to do that. That's the mark of a true veteran.
I don't understand why they had a chance to get Randy Moss and didn't take Randy Moss and took Plaxico. Why did he not take Randy Moss over Plaxico? If there's no other reason that he's no longer in the play.
When they signed Mason to the squad, what was he, like 36, 37? I mean, they're going backwards. This is a young man's league. Yeah, you want veterans, but in the capacity that he was signed under, you need somebody that's in their 20s. You can't put a guy his age in there like that. I mean, there are only a few anomalies that played in the NFL for that many years. You have the Jerry Rice. I mean, you have these guys like him. You had
George Blanda.
Yeah.
George Blanda was
a... It's not set up Brett Favre. I mean, he played a long time than most quarterbacks do in the league. You cannot go on a basis in the NFL of let me sign and let me hope that we'll do well. When you sign and you put that team together, you have to make sure that that is a viable team, not only on the offense, but on the defense as well. Because the defense is the one out there that the offense relies on. You want them to stop the other team and get a 3-and-out. That gives a defense time to rest when you have a good offense that can go on a long run, a long drive. That gives your defense the time to rest. When the Jets are out there, Lady A, I think you agree with me, once you started getting to the second half,
yeah,
and they got the ball, when they deferred the ball,
Yeah.
And Doc, you'll back me up on this, because I brought it up to Rex Ryan last season when they lost against Pittsburgh. Dish the fur and the ball. You could do that when you have a good team. You don't have a good team for that. You can't defer the ball. You can't defer the ball, and you don't have a viable backup offensive team. You can't do that. Because you're always going to be behind the eight ball, chasing the eight ball.
And in the best of both balls, what would happen is, see, in the best of both balls, when you do take the ball for your offense, your offense will do what they did in the first series of the Giants game. Take the ball, rush it right out of the field, put points on the board. That's what you would hope would happen when you give your offense the ball in the very beginning of the game, that they would do what the Jets did. Unfortunately, that's all that they did.
Mm.
Gang, we're at the 2 minute warning here. So what I want to do, I want some lady name. I want you to say Merry Christmas. Yes, this is greetings to our fans out here.
I can't hear you, Doc. What'd you say?
I want you to say Merry Christmas, everybody.
I'm getting so much feedback. I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Yeah. I want to say Merry Christmas, everybody. We're closing in here about the last minute or so. Christmas greetings to everybody out here in the Sports Depth Nation. Merry Christmas from you to them.
Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. Prospero Año Nuevo. And lots of blessings for the new and coming year.
Mel Cosell. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Again, Doc, always a pleasure. Merry Christmas to all of our listeners and their families here at the Sports Depth Nation. The great founder of this incredible station in which we have this vehicle to speak, the great Mr. Neil Blake. And also, now, Doc, you have to help me. I'm not going to leave her out. Sheila.
Deidre
Shuler. Okay. The great Deidre Shuler. Shuler, who is one of the top executives here and helps run this incredible station. All of the members of our staff and our federal panel and their families, I just want to say thank you so much. Happy, healthy holidays. Thank you.
Real quickly, Merry Christmas to everybody.
Merry Christmas to our listeners. Merry Christmas to the management, the owners of Blake Radio, Blog Talk USA. Merry Christmas to the troops overseas that are fighting for the liberties that we have to be able to talk to our listeners out there. And congratulations to linebacker David Harris of the New York Jets and his wife on the addition to their family. God bless everyone.
That's family. What's up on the Blake Radio Network Rainbow Soul Show? And Larry Hardesty, Merry Christmas, and he's going to say good night. And please come back from the latest weekend.
This concludes another edition of Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. We thank you for listening and encouraging you to tell a friend about Sports in Depth with Doc Stanley. You can hear that and many other great programs on the Blake Radio Network. Have a great day.
Yeah, we got the little after section here. I guess we missed Dusty again this week. I don't know what happened.
I tried to get a hold of him, Doc. I just tried him twice, couldn't get a hold of him.
He's probably having pastele. He's probably having pastele and coquito right about now. So,
I think it's more the coquitos than the pastele. I'm gonna go with the coquitos more than pastele. I mean, but
yeah,
then,
Okay,
we got that special this 27th. Close it out now because we're only doing an hour live here from Brazil. Just can't say enough. You know, you all are year-round Christmas gift, and as my teacher Sister would say, love you much, love you fiercely, as Terry Williams would say. So I guess I'll talk to everybody on Tuesday. Talk to you during the week, and we'll be. I guess depending, I may not talk to you again. Well, we'll talk Tuesday. If not, I'll catch you next year. And I'm gonna go over here and grab Spradley.
Doc, I got to say something.
Go ahead, girl.
Go, Lady A.
We miss you, Doc. We miss you.
Yeah, big time.
Hey.
Even Larry Hardesty at the game yesterday. He asked about you.
Larry, you know what? That's only because I owe him some money.
Ah!
Nah, that's my man. Yeah, listen, I miss you all too, gang. And on behalf of Brian Funches from Philly, who's still mad at the Jets for not even putting up a good fight there yesterday. Brian was calling the you know, they don't need a camera. They just need Brian, and he called all the plays. Gang, I got to run. Love you much, and we'll talk on Tuesday, and we'll be back here next week.
I won't be around Tuesday, Doc, so I'm going to wish you a happy new year now because you know how my work schedule is. Tuesday I got to work, but,
okay.
You know.
All right, so we'll talk during the week, and I'll be bringing everybody back. I have a Christmas gift. I'm bringing one gift for everybody. So
all right, well, listen, love and, you know, happy new year and Merry Christmas to Neil Blake and Deirdre and, you know, and the family at Sports and Depth.
Indeed.
Okay.
From all of us,
again,
Doc. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay,
you and Cedric, be good.
10-4.
All right, Doc.
Okay, good night.
Good night. Good night, Doc.
Okay,
all right.
Bye, gang.
All right, bye.
Good night, Doc. Bye, Seth. Good night,
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.